A young girl and a woman have been seriously injured after a suspected stabbing in Dublin city centre this afternoon. Two other children were injured in the attack. A suspect has been detained by Gardaí.
5-year-old girl and a woman in her 30s are in a serious condition in hospital following an attack at Parnell Square East in Dublin this afternoon.
A date has been set for the trial of a man charged with the attempted murder of 3 children on Parnell Square in Dublin city. Riyad Bushakar faces 5 other charges, including assault causing serious harm, 3 counts of assault causing harm, and 1 knife offence.
Welcome to All Rise. I'm Aisling Moore, radio producer.
And I'm Frank Graney, News Talk's courts correspondent.
Today, the jury watched more Garda interviews with Riyad Bushakar. They heard him repeatedly claim that he wasn't in his right mind on the day of the alleged attack.
He said a decision to refuse him social welfare made him mad and go into blackout.
He also repeatedly expressed his relief and gratitude that nobody died. This is All Rise, the Riyad Bushakar trial. Welcome to episode 11, If Only They Helped Me. So yesterday, the jurors watched Riyad Bushakar's first recorded interview with Gardaí following his arrest. This was a few weeks after the alleged attack. And today, the jury has been taken through most of the 6 interviews that followed.
Yeah, when the jury was sent home for the day they were being shown the 7th and final interview, they got through maybe 20 or 30 minutes of that this afternoon. And at just under 2 hours in duration, it is the longest interview with Mr. Bushakar. So the jury will resume watching that when they return in the morning.
Okay. So a lot of ground covered in these interviews. So lots for us to get through today. And I think let's take them chronologically because the investigation team did return to many aspects of the case as his periods of detention were extended. The jury began day 10 of this trial by watching the second Garda interview. So maybe let's start there.
Yeah, he was given a break of maybe an hour and a half or so after his first interview, which we went through in the last episode. This interview was conducted with Riyad Bushakar, also at Mountjoy Garda station. Detectives Conor Mackey and Paul Griffin interviewed him. He was cautioned. He was again reminded of his rights. He repeatedly claimed he couldn't remember what had happened on the day of the alleged attack, and he described himself as having fish memory. And when reminded that he had previously admitted doing something wrong, Mr. Bushakar told the detectives that he had become upset after receiving something, that he threw it away and then did something bad, but insisted he had not wanted to kill or harm the children. He was shown various CCTV clips during his interviews, and in one, he acknowledged that an object in his hand was a knife.
He described this knife as a brand new knife that he wanted to take back to Algeria. He was living in a city centre hostel at the time and told Gardaí he found the knife in his accommodation. Throughout the interviews, he spoke about unsuccessful attempts to obtain social welfare support. In this interview, he said he had been applying for years, but they said no. And he said it sounded like the country was telling him to leave. He said he was upset.
He was then asked what happened next, and he said he just found himself shaking really bad, and he said someone was speaking to him. He said he didn't have any conscience to go and hurt anybody. He said he didn't know what happened. I know I'm sick, he added.
He was then shown the packaging for a knife, the knife Gardaí believed he was talking about earlier. He was asked if he recognised it. He said he didn't.
Yeah, and then afterwards he said, please guys, kill me, before adding that he was ready for whatever the injured girl's family wanted. Later, he was asked what he meant by that and which girl he was talking about. He said he had no idea. He was then shown a knife. He did recognise that. He said it was in the package when he had it. He confirmed it was the one he got from his accommodation. And after that, he was shown a bag.
And he confirmed that the bag was his. He then said he did something that he feels was bad, but he said he never meant to kill anybody. I'm an Irish national, he said, before adding that the social welfare decision made him go into blackout.
Yeah, he went on then to describe himself as socially isolated. He said he'd been here for 19 years, but doesn't know anyone, only his brother. He said he's always on his own. And he then returned to the social welfare issue. He told the detectives that he wrote to the department three times recently asking them to change their mind, but that nothing happened.
He went on to say that he did something wrong and was upset because of the negative decision he got from social welfare. But again, he said he didn't mean to hurt anybody. What I did, I was not conscious, he said. And whatever applies to me, I am ready to accept it. He said he was told the girl was saved and he was glad she's safe.
And when he said that, he was asked who told him that. He said someone in the hospital told him that the girl was alive. He was then shown a clip, a CCTV clip, purporting to be the attack itself, a clip the jury has already seen. And he was told to pay attention to the left-hand side of the screen. A zoomed-in version was also played for him. And after watching it, Mr. Bushacker said he had never seen those children in his life. It is an action of someone who is mental, he said.
It was put to him that they were his actions because he was angry with social welfare. It wasn't in my mind, he replied. He said he felt like there is no brain in his head, like it's squeezed or smashed, and he thanked God they are all alive.
Yep, and it was put to him that it was him in the footage. He confirmed it was. He was then asked, why children? And he said they did nothing to deserve what happened to them. But again, he said he wasn't in his right mind. Again, he thanked God that nobody had died. He then went on to say that he knows the parents are the ones who got hurt most by the incident. But again, he said he wasn't conscious. He would never do that on his conscious mind. The interview then terminated at 2:41 that afternoon, just after Mr. Bushacker was asked if he had anything to add, to which he replied, I know myself, I was not in my right mind. I have never done anything of that sort in my life. And with that, the detective hit stop on the recorder, bringing Mr. Bushacker's second interview to an end.
The third interview then was a read-through of the first two interviews, giving Riad Bushacker an opportunity to make changes or additions where necessary. While the second interview was being read back to him, the jury heard he said, why didn't they let me work? And with God as my witness, I wasn't in my right mind.
That's right. The jury heard that his fourth interview then got underway that same day at 5:15 in the evening. And when Gardaí put it to him that they believed he had attempted to murder people on Parnell Square East that day, he said he was upset because of the social welfare refusal. Again, he repeated that he wasn't in his right state of mind. He said he wasn't aware of what he was doing, didn't mean to do what he did. And most importantly, he said, the kids are fine.
The detectives probed him further in relation to his social welfare application. He was asked to tell them about the letter he received. He said it had to do with disability allowance that he had applied for. He said it really upset him. He said if only he could work, he wouldn't have sought the payment. I am sick, he said. That's why I applied for the allowance.
He said his brother had read the letter and explained it to him, after which he said he was mad. He said he tore it up. And after doing so, he said, I went straight away to get the knife. He described the knife as brand new. He said he liked it, intended to take it back to Algeria. And after leaving the hostel that he was staying in with the knife, he said he wanted to wander around. He said his mind felt compressed in that moment. He prayed to God that things wouldn't get any worse.
During this interview, he was shown a letter addressed to him from the Department of Social Protection, dated the 15th of November 2023, 8 days before the alleged attack. This letter, which was later opened in evidence by the prosecution, concerned an application for basic supplementary welfare allowance. In it, he was asked to provide additional documentation by the 22nd of November 2023, warning that a failure to do so could result in the claim being closed or disallowed.
That's right. And when the detectives showed Mr. Bushacker this letter, he was asked if it was the same letter he said he received and then spoke to his brother about. Something that he had mentioned in earlier interviews. And in response, he said, the document about disability allowance, I received it and my brother read it for me and explained it and I tore it up. He was then later shown a CCTV clip of him with his brother and he confirmed that it shows him tearing up the letter from social welfare.
This interview also explored his movements before the alleged attack. Mr. Bushacker said he was very distressed, so he collected a small suitcase containing his Algerian and Irish passports. He said the knife was also in it. He said he then went to that place where people pray, which was later confirmed to be a mosque. He said he angrily went in and gave the suitcase to someone and just said, "Just keep the passports for me." He said he had his backpack and the knife was in his backpack.
Yeah, and while being shown another clip in relation to his alleged movements that day, Mr. Bouchakar again returned to the social welfare issue. He explained that he had an injury in his head and a shoulder injury. He said he couldn't work. He insisted he didn't counterfeit anything to get the allowance. If only they helped me, he said, this wouldn't have happened.
Later in this interview, he identified himself in a clip from the compilation already shown to the jury. It was harvested from a camera outside the hostel. He identified himself and the suitcase. He said he wanted to know what happened to him. And again, he said he was grateful that no one died. When asked more about his visit to the mosque, he explained that he hadn't gone there to pray. He said he's never prayed there. He said he goes to other mosques, but had never been inside that particular one before.
Yeah, and he was then shown some footage from inside the mosque and he identified himself in it. He explained that he asked someone in the mosque to keep his suitcase for him. He said someone told him to put it on the shelves and he asked that man if he could take it himself. And at that point, he was asked how he was feeling and the interview was brought to an end soon afterwards.
Riyad Bouchakar's fifth interview began at 7:25 on the same evening, the 20th of December 2023. And this interview wasn't played for the jury. Instead, one of the prosecuting barristers, Carol Doherty, read the memo of interview into the record.
Yeah, and this interview picked up where interview four left off, with Riyad Bouchakar's account of leaving his suitcase at the mosque. Again, he was asked why he left it there. He replied, "I got mad after getting the letter," and he said he just wanted to show them he was fit for work. He said he felt like his mind was always absent.
He described Ireland as a country of justice. He said he was a sick person and that whoever watched the footage he was shown would know that for 19 years I was sick. I couldn't work, he said.
And at that point in the interview, he was asked to keep his answers relevant. He said, "I feel like these are my children," he said. He never meant to hurt them. He said he wasn't in a stable mental health and that the incident was the outcome of suffering he had for many years. He said he had the knife in his trousers.
Later, he explained that he wanted to give his possessions to the mosque, claiming he was overwhelmed and felt Ireland didn't want him. After leaving the mosque, he described just walking back and forth, not sure what he was doing. When shown some more footage, he said he saw a sick person walking. Just before that, he said, "I am a human being. If I'm going to be trialed, I'm ready for it."
Yeah, and while walking, it was put to him that it looked like he turned around at one point to say something to two women on the street. This was maybe an hour before the attack. He swore he had no idea. He said there was no brain in there and that he had no evil intentions at all. He swore he was just walking around aimlessly that day. He was asked why he was going to Parnell Square. He said he would go there, take the knife, but he wouldn't kill anyone. He said he never had intentions to hurt anyone. He said, "I am in my country and I trust the justice system in my country." And moments later, this interview, the fifth interview, came to an end just after 8:30 that evening.
The sixth interview, like the third one, was a read over what was written down in two previous interviews. While the fourth interview was being read back to him, the jury heard Riyad Bouchakar said, "I was in a coma and they have since increased my medication." During the read through his fifth interview, he again said, "Praise be to God, nobody died."
Yeah, and that evening it was decided to once again extend Riyad Bouchakar's period of detention. That was something that was explained to him. And it was also decided to call it a night. So his seventh and final interview took place the following morning. That interview is the longest one, coming in at just under 2 hours. And while the jury began watching it this afternoon, they only got through maybe 20 minutes or so. And we'll pick up on that in the morning.
And we'll bring you that evidence and whatever else the jury may hear tomorrow evening. But that's it for episode 11 of All Rise, the Riyad Bouchakar trial.
Thanks for listening and don't forget to follow us or subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of the evidence.
All Rise, the Riyadh Boushakir trial,
a News Talk original podcast,
was hosted by Frank Graney and Aisling Moore.
Follow the podcast on newstalk.com, on the Go Loud app, or wherever you get your podcasts.